Hey, this is Reggie Ponder, the Real Critic. And this week's movie is Joker Fully I Do. What's it about? Well, Arthur Fleck and his alter ego, Joker, are incarcerated and awaiting trial for 5 murders the Joker committed. Lee Quintal, better known as Harley Quinn, is infatuated by the Joker and sets a plan in motion to befriend, seduce, and elevate the legend. The events that follow will forever change Fleck and his relationship to Joker. So who's in it? Joaquin Phoenix, Lady Gaga, Brendan Gleeson, Catherine Keener, Zazie Beetz, and Harry Lawty. So what's the like? Well, Joker Fully I Do showcases a delusion or mental illness shared by 2 people in close association, right? Arthur Fleck and Lee Quintal. And make no mistake, their relationship is the primary reason to see this film. If people wonder why Quinn was ever attracted to Joker, this film answers that question in spades. We really get to see how intoxicated Quinn is with the fantasy of the Joker. Her obsession is the driving force of this film, and their interplay demands the viewer stays put to see what they will do next and how it will all play out. Now, while Quinn is trying to be the puppet master, manipulating Joker almost at will, Joker emerges as complicated, interesting, and demented, staking his own claim to fame. This film delves into the complexities of mental illness and the destructive power of shared delusions. Joaquin Phoenix is masterful as both Arthur Fleck and Joker. When he talks, he conveys a full range of emotions that help us understand him, as well as kind of confuse us as to who he really is. And that discussion lets us into the mind of this very troubled man. And when he doesn't talk, he is able to speak volumes with his movements and facial expressions. Then his singing is perfectly imperfect. They didn't try to make him a crooner, but just a man who likes to sing, and I think it works. And then Lady Gaga is the perfect partner to bring Quinn to the big screen because she is so believable that her singing is secondary to her immersion into the role. Once it is clear that Quinn is only interested in what the Joker represents, meaning blowing it all up, there is less and less room for Fleck. In one scene, Quinn and Fleck are about to make love, but before they do, Quinn wants Fleck to don his Joker makeup. She is attracted to the rebellion Joker stands for, not for who Arthur Fleck might really be. Now, the singing didn't feel forced or interruptive. It worked effectively to establish the mood, explain the movements, and excite the men, meaning the inmates and the guards. I think that the filmmakers made some solid musical choices, and the audience might be compelled to quietly sing along. But then again, the songs are not exactly sung without an eeriness that might have one not wanting to sing that song ever again. Joker Fully I Do has all the components necessary for a great movie. Interesting characters, a compelling story, love, violence, and even hope. This is a fantasy just waiting for a dreamer. So what's not to like? Well, despite all of the components mentioned above, Joker Fully I Do intrigues, but it doesn't quite satisfy. You might not know what you are going to see, but when you leave the theater, you might not know what you actually saw. Some of it is dreamlike, some of it is reality, but the fantasy of the Joker is just that, a fantasy. And somehow it just doesn't elevate the movie to greatness. There is no doubt that Lady Gaga and Joaquin Phoenix put on a compelling dance, but the whole is not greater than the sum of the parts. You might love the acting, the singing, and the courtroom theatrics, but all of that didn't leave me singing all the way home. My rating, Joker Fully I Do, is a big screen theater movie that falls short of the big screen price. Those who are dying to see it, you might as well just go see it on the big screen, but those who are mildly curious can wait for it on cable. Despite the great acting, this is a matinee movie at best. I'm giving it 2 reels out of 4. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at The Real Critic, and I'll see you next time.